The ability of the Walsh Construction Company to hire all the unskilled labor it needs for the Hilliard Avenue bridge job at wages less than half of the Cleveland union rates has led building trade unions to double their forces of pickets watching the work. At starting and quitting times, 15 pickets are stationed at the west end of the bridge work in Rocky River and 12 at the east end in Lakewood. A shelter house erected by union carpenters, plumbers, glaziers, and painters was completed yesterday to house the pickets at the west approach of the bridge. The house stands on land leased by the unions for the purpose in a cabbage patch adjoining the barracks of the Walsh employees. Picketing began a month ago. The union rate for unskilled building labor is 87.5 cents an hour, although in many instances, workmen drawing this pay are in reality semi-skilled. On the other hand, the hiring rate for common labor in 100 large factories averages 44.3 cents. Four large plants are now hiring common labor from 35 to 39 cents an hour. Workmen on the bridge job said yesterday that they come from all over, but mostly from Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, and Kentucky. Headquarters of the Walsh Company are in Davenport, Iowa. The Hilliard Bridge is the first large piece of open shop construction to take place in the metropolitan area in years, with the exception of factories which have been built by direct labor, that is, by factory forces themselves. For this reason, the situation is being watched alike by organizations of employers and union men. The pickets carry signs asserting that union building mechanics are not working on the bridge and that working conditions are unfair for the organized workers of Cuyahoga County. The Walsh Company has countered by posting notices on the fences stating, "All persons working on Hilliard Road Bridge are, and until further notice, will continue to be under contract for definite periods in the future." The entire construction has been enclosed by fences of boards or barbed wire, and most of the skilled men, some with their families, live in buildings of pine lumber, like those of military encampments during the war. Plain Dealer article, July 18, 1924.